Title, Constructing an Effective Syllabus. Begin Heading Level 4, Constructing an Effective Syllabus. Getting the semester off to a good start. General advice. Begin paragraph text. There are four critical components to an effective syllabus. 1. Clearly articulate learning goals and learning objectives. Begin numbered list with two items. Item 1 of 2. Begin Heading Level 1. Goals are broad statements identifying general educational outcomes for your course. When designing your course, start here. Your goals should answer this question: what do you want students to be able to do or know when they leave your class at the end of the semester? B. Objectives are concrete measures of how goals will be attained. Be sure your objectives are measurable. It is really hard to measure appreciation or understanding. C. Word bank to help construct objectives. Analyze, compare, demonstrate, discuss, identify, justify, outline, state, appreciate, compute, direct, display, infer, list, report, synthesize, classify, contrast, derive, evaluate, integrate, name, respond, define, collaborate, designate, explain, interpret, organize, solicit. Item 2 of 2. Begin paragraph text, 2. Content and sequencing. Begin numbered list with three items. Item 1 of 3, establish direct relationships between the objectives and the course content. Item 2 of 3, think of your course like a flowchart and decide what information and skills students need to meet the aims and objectives by the end of the course. Let this be your guide for the semester. Item 3 of 3, you don't have to cover everything, a course is not a textbook. Begin paragraph text, 3. Assessment and evaluation. Begin numbered list with two items. Item 1 of 2, the purpose of assessment is to establish to what extent have students achieved course objectives. Item 2 of 2, set firm deadlines, provide feedback in a timely manner, carefully consider class size when determining frequency and depth of assignments. Begin paragraph text, 4. Administration and presentation. Begin numbered list with two items. Item 1 of 2, see practical advice below. Item 2 of 2, try to keep syllabi to about one page in length. Begin Heading Level 4, practical advice. Begin paragraph text, the University Curriculum Committee of Faculty Senate has a set of guidelines for the minimum information that must be included in syllabi for courses taught at NDSU, https://www.nsu.edu/faculty-senate/acadafairs/syllabi/. If your course is a general education course, there are additional requirements for the syllabus and course content, which are detailed here. https://www.nsu.edu/faculty-senate/general_education/. Some additional practical information to keep in mind as you develop your syllabus. Begin bulleted list with 6 items. Item 1 of 6, have a 17-week semester, 16 with classes and a final exam week. Many faculty schedule tests either every 4th week or every 5th week of the semester for either 4 or 3 tests plus a final exam. These are busy weeks in the semester for the students. Item 2 of 6, you have an attendance policy. You will need to include that in your syllabus, as well as a policy for missed assignments, also a policy for makeup tests, see policy 333. Item 3 of 6, do have a dead week policy. Only one exam can be scheduled in the last 2 weeks of the semester, including exam week. This means that if you schedule an exam finals week, you may not schedule a test for the last week of classes. All classes are required to meet during the exam week, regardless of what you have planned for your final assessment. Item 4 of 6, most classes start Tuesday, August 24th. The exception are evening classes that start on Monday, August 23rd. Item 5 of 6 is list with two items. Item 1 of 2, NDSU holidays, no classes scheduled for the 2021-22 academic year include. Item 2 of 2 is list with 5 items. Item 15 of 19, Labor Day, September 6th. Item 16 of 19, Veterans Day, November 11th. Oh, Thanksgiving, November 25th. 26th, and 27th. Item 17 of 19, Dead week, December 6th to 10th, we do have a dead week policy, http://www.nsu.edu/file/admin/policy/336.pdf/item18/19, final exams, December 13th to 17th, exam schedule, https://www.nsu.edu/registrar/dates/finals/item19/19. See this link for the academic calendar, https://www.nsu.edu/registrar/dates/2021_2022/item6/6, talk with your colleagues about teaching and syllabus development. Begin paragraph text, references. Begin bulleted list with 3 items. Item 1 of 3, J. V. Woolcock. Constructing a Syllabus, a Handbook for Faculty Teaching Assistants and Teaching Fellows. The Harriet W. Sheridan Center for Teaching and Learning, Brown University, http://brown.edu/administration/sheridan_center/. This handbook is helpful and includes workbook-style exercises to help you as you think about a syllabus. Much of the general advice presented here was gleaned from this handbook. Item 2 of 3 is list with 2 items. Item 1 of 2, Carnegie Mellon's site has practical advice. Item 2 of 2, http://www.cmu.edu/teaching/design/teach/design/syllabus/index.html. Item 3 of 3, Washington State University in St. Louis has. Begin paragraph text, O tips for faculty teaching for the first time. https://teachingcenter.wesl.edu/resources/course-design/tips-for-faculty-teaching. For the first time / O tips for teaching on the first day of class. https://teachingcenter.wesl.edu/resources/course-design/using-class-time. Effectively on day 1 / Begin bulleted list with 2 items. Item 1 of 2 is list with 2 items. Item 1 of 2, 10 tips for dealing with nervousness on the first day of class from faculty focus. Item 2 of 2, https://www.facultyfocus.com/articles/effective-teaching-strategies/10-tips-for-dealing-with-nervousness-the-first-day-of-class/. Item 2 of 2, First Day of Class Activities That Create a Climate for Learning from Faculty Focus. Begin paragraph text, https://www.facultyfocus.com/articles/teaching-professor-blog/first-day-of-class-activities-that-create-a-climate-for-learning/.